Hello?
Hey, Tony. Or not Tony. Sorry, Andrew. I'm trying to talk to a fellow named Tony, too.
That's all right.
Have you been getting the stuff I've been sending you about WikiLeaks?
Yeah, I haven't read it all, but I've got, I've got the bits and pieces.
It's kind of, like, real important, man.
Okay.
Here's what's up. If you go back through my YouTubes, can you look at my YouTubes now?
Just give me a second. Let's see. Let me just go to my link on YouTube. So I should be able to find you on there quickest.
Okay. While you're looking, I'll fill you in because I just got so much battery time here and I want to talk.
Okay. All right.
There's a real important by-election in Nova Scotia that I'm involved in. And there's an important election in New Brunswick right now. But what happened with WikiLeaks 2 days ago, I'm sure I forwarded you the emails.
Yeah.
But the powers that be have a bad habit of blocking my emails, so...
Let me see the last one. Oh, it's not in that folder. Oh, you pasted one in the Skype window, didn't you?
I've been sending you stuff, but you're so many hours away, and by the time I get on the net, you're going to bed, but... I sent you some emails between the 9/11 Commission and I that were like 6 years old when the 9/11 Commission was going on. Did you read those?
Between some of them, yeah.
John Kerry's assistant and me and the legal counsel of the 9/11 Commission.
Right. Now I've got.
I was just proving to you I was involved with the 9/11 Commission a long time ago. But
yeah.
But sure. That's history. It's what's happening right now. It's important.
The last one I've got for you in email was Wednesday, 16th of June. Forward, WikiLeaks may be under attack. No shit, so am I. Hey, Mr. Tios. And that's...
Yeah. Is there a link to a YouTube of mine in that email?
Let's see. Scanning down. I've got your YouTube channel up now. I haven't got that... That email hasn't got the YouTube link in that one. Let's see.
Go straight to my YouTube channel.
All right. Let's see. Right, I've got that up. Oh, I've got your... Hang on, I haven't got it. Let me just click on one of them. And then I've got the list of your postings up, but not the actual channel. Right, I've got your... I can click on your channel now.
All right, now, I was suggesting that you download certain YouTubes of mine just in case, because I think they're going to kill my YouTube channel in short order. I'm blocked from uploading. And they've been killing some YouTubes, and I don't know if you can actually even view it, but
I've got it. Go to
see all, and then back about, I would say about 20 YouTubes or so. It's entitled Al Jazeera and WikiLeaks.
Right, just hang on a second, because what I can do is I've got a video download of things, so I'll use that in a minute.
Yeah, I would save that one, it's kind of important, and it's very timely.
Come on, let me blooming thing on. It's just my computer's being very slow.
I uploaded it somewhere around the 1st of March, when I finally got on the net again.
Right, let's just have a look.
It's something about Al Jazeera and WikiLeaks.
Let's just get that up.
Iceland, Al Jazeera, and WikiLeaks, I think I called it.
Right, so let's just go to that.
I forget, I'm just relying on my memory here. I could probably find it too quicker than you can. But
I'm just getting out. I've just had to load up Firefox. Upload 155, see all right. So let's see, I'm in place for that. Corrupt police is a commission of the...
That's an entire interview with the police commission and I 6 years ago that I kept in confidence, but I uploaded it. But they've been blocking me ever since. Go down about 20 videos down the list or more.
I'm on Zionist Alex Jones.
Keep going. Iceland, Al Jazeera, WikiLeaks.
Right. Let's just see if I can find that. I'm still going down. A few good reasons. Twisted Zionist. I'm still trying to find it.
I know I uploaded it, but whether other people can see it, it's another kettle of fish.
Well, I'm going quite a ways back here. Let's have a look. How many months ago was it?
March.
So that's going to be 3 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I've gone back to I've gone back to 4 months. And that's talk shows Yankee Fed Tate Maritimers.
I'm looking for it too, because they might have killed it already.
I've just got left.
I can still see it.
Alright, maybe I'll come past it then.
It's got a 100.
My. These are very strange days on the internet.
Hear me talking?
I'm alive and out of jail.
Yeah, can hear it.
Alright, I'm gonna take
my. My. These are very
if you can face me the link, so I've got.
That's what I'm both to do.
I'm alive and out of jail.
Okay.
I couldn't come. Pick this up if I tried.
Just a minute, I gotta.
Nobody can say I didn't kind of sort of predict it anyway after fighting with.
I asked my friends for George Galloway's contact, by the way. I don't know if he's still interested in that, but they haven't even replied, so.
Well, that's another thing that's kind of important. But what happened with WikiLeaks? Just, like, it hit the news big time today on CBC, but I've known about it for several days.
Right.
And, I don't know if you guys know about it in England or not, but anyway, what I'm trying to send you. Geez, now let me see. Okay. Is proof of something from long ago that's very
okay.
Important. That's very important. Okay, do you see the link?
Just, alright, well, let me just see if I can download that. Put that into there. Okay, that's come up now. So let me try and download that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to check my work here because it's been I've done a lot, but what I put in more info is important as well, usually. I usually put some what I can in more info to back up the YouTube.
Okay.
Let's see if I find it here. If I turn down the volume while it's playing, then it interferes with our conversation. I can't hear you talking.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just rely on my memory as you're looking at it. Click on more info. Tell me what you see.
Right. Just let me get that back up because I wanted to get the downloader going and make sure I've got that going. Right. More info. You mean the description, right? Okay. So. More info is at immi.is on that link. Then you've got your email. And you've got a link to your PDF file from 2005.
So, don't I post emails between me and the Ministry of Finance of Iceland and the Prime Minister of Iceland from 2008?
Okay.
I probably did.
Yeah, that's in there. Your inquiry has been received by Prime Minister of Iceland and awaits attendance.
Now that was before the stock market crashed and Iceland went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And I was talking to both the Prime Minister's office and the opposition in October before Obama got elected.
Okay.
That was in 2008.
And, all right.
Anyway, you know I'm a whistleblower about money and I could smell something real bad. They just locked me up, right?
And, mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was raising a lot of hell because there was Obama's election and they had an election in Canada. And anyway, what I was saying came true because we had the obvious economic slide and Iceland went bankrupt. So by the end of 2008, they had riots in Iceland and the Prime Minister got ousted. And then later, months later in 2009... just as I was involved in that Bernie Madoff matter and I was flipping the stuff about Iceland to the SEC and the U.S. attorneys in New York, the new minister of Iceland acknowledged me with a complaint number.
Right.
And then they still did nothing. Now, there was a guy, he thinks he's smart. His name is Julian Assange.
Right.
And he apparently is a famous hacker. And anyway, he I think he's from Australia, if my memory serves me right. Australia, mm-hmm. New Zealand. Anyway, he started up a website called WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was wanting was whistleblowers to give him documents, you know, to blow the whistle on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he started WikiLeaks, I sent him my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they ignored me.
Right.
And it was the same as those guys that took over Bill Cooper's stuff. I had sent... I kind of sort of was aware of who Bill Cooper was, but I didn't pay much attention to him. Plus, he was long dead. He's dead, before I ever discovered him. I just found that people were comparing me to Bill Cooper.
Okay.
And I had a look at him, and, you know, when he was talking about aliens and stuff, I'd just kind of leave that shit alone.
Yeah.
But I just deal with what I know. But a lot of people were comparing me to Bill Cooper, and I considered his most important piece of work was where he pointed out where the Secret Service guy shot Kennedy. But
you're right.
But he's dead. I can't talk to him. And, and people had taken over his work and his website, and the guy was right in Canada. His name is Robert Houghton, and he's in Ottawa.
Ah.
So I sent him my stuff. And he called me and laughed at me, and I just did my usual fuck you, right? And went on my way because I ain't got time for bullshitters. So anyway, this spring, he sent me another message, and I pounced on him, and he sided with that Zionist Mr. Bacon Fat. He's just another glory hound looking to make a buck on Bill Cooper's bones, period. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, all that said, back to Julian Assange, back to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks, he was in a lot of trouble back in February, March. And all of a sudden, he remembered who I was. And he sent me an email saying that he was being much harassed by American feds.
Yeah.
And that he had talked the parliamentarians in Iceland into... putting a bill before Iceland, they call it IMMI, to make Iceland kind of a secure internet zone for all whistleblowers to base out of Iceland and secure internet access so they can have the spirit of full disclosure and purported democracies kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Well, anyway, they just managed to pass that bill yesterday or the day before, 50-0. They've got it intact now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But back in February and March, as I was just getting back on the net, I got this thing from Assange saying that he was being harassed and he was seeking refuge in Iceland. And you can click on the links provided by his email and watch their own story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, well, I got a huge bone to pick with Iceland because I sent hard copy of my stuff to the ambassador for Iceland to Canada in 2006, hundreds of documents and a CD. I had also conferred with, what was his name, Ratone. He was Bobby Fischer's lawyer when Iceland gave Bobby Fischer citizenship and got him out of that Jap jail.
Mm-hmm.
I had defended Bobby Fischer to... Ratone and everybody. And all of that work was deleted, but it most certainly was not, because I saved the websites. I got in huge arguments with the Cato Institute about Bobby Fischer, and they deleted the website. And anytime
Bobby Fischer, the chess player.
The Zionists used him as a pawn against the Russians in the Cold War, and he was saying it. You know, it's Mossad, it's Zionists, and they shut him up and locked him up in a Jap jail. They called him anti-Semitic, and he wasn't. He was just saying the same shit I am. So anyway, Iceland was one of the coalition of the willing. They sent like all of two or three people to Iraq, and then they disbanded their military, and Iceland, they're just a bunch of greedy little people on a little island, as far as I'm concerned, and the total population of Iceland is half of what this province is, and nobody's ever heard of this province.
But
they are a key place in this world in the sense of between two major continents in European Union stuff, and now they're in a big trouble because all these people, which aren't that many, half the province, half the size of this province, owe your banks a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they don't want to pay it, right?
Yeah.
So Iceland is kind of offering haven to the rest of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, there's this huge secret mercenary force out of Canada that wants to base itself in Iceland.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? never forget how powerful Canada is, man. Like, you never forget.
Mm-hmm.
We're right next door to the States.
Mm-hmm.
And we have far less rights than the Yankees do. So they base a lot of shit here in Canada, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand? And we're a great big country with very few people, so it's very easy to hide shit. It's very easy to hide shit. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, all that said, WikiLeaks. Anyway, this was back in February, March, and they were starting this MMI, which now is a matter of law as a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, Assange and these people are sending me emails, but when I respond back, it says those emails don't exist, so I know that the powers that be are blocking my emails to him.
Okay.
So I'm receiving his, but he's not getting mine, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay? So I send it to all his friends in Iceland, right?
Mm-hmm.
They all ignore me, but the same thing could be happening, right?
Okay.
Although I have no faith in the parliamentarians in Iceland because I've had answers from them going back to 2008, and I sent them hard copy in 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand? So I have no faith in any politician or lawyer anyway.
Yeah.
But this Assange is sending me stuff that's valuable information, and I know I sent him stuff. Right?
Okay.
And I know he's very powerful on the internet, well known.
Right? Mm-hmm.
That said, I get around it. Since they're not getting emails and stuff, I created that YouTube.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent the link to that YouTube to bloggers in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
To alternate media. And then I sent it to that Zionist. So even if they're blocking me,
mm-hmm.
that Zionist likes to send the same people I send emails to,
mm-hmm.
Slamming me and trying to impeach my character. So even if they're blocking my emails, they wouldn't be blocking his, and he has a bad habit of putting my emails underneath his, trying to expose me, but he's screwing himself up when he does it.
Yeah.
So then I picked a huge fight in YouTube with a bunch of idiot trolls, like children.
Yeah.
And my friends are going, why are you doing this? You know, like you're arguing with children. You know, they're getting their jollies in YouTube.
Yeah.
I say, you don't understand. I'm using the kids as chump to get to the Zionists.
Yeah.
Right? Because the kids can call me every name in the book, but they're calling me names. They're yapping all over YouTube about me.
Yeah.
Right? So, all that said, buddy just walked by and shook his head. I'm talking to England. He'd laugh, see where I am, man.
Yeah. Are you on the street corner or something?
I'm not smart enough to make this shit up, Andrew.
Where are you?
I'm sitting in the shade. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Out behind a buddy's office.
Okay.
Okay.
Right next to a parliamentarian's office.
Oh, really? Oh, excellent.
And on the other side of me is an ex-parliamentarian who owns a pool hall. You know, I'm up like camp amongst your enemies.
There's a kind of irony about this, I'm sure.
I'm too dumb to know fear. and the fellow's office next door,
mm-hmm.
he's ex-RCMP and ex-town cop, and now he's an MLA running for re-election. I'm like a ghost, Andrew. People see me, they just look the other way because the election is on. You understand? And the last thing they want is my name in the news.
Yeah, yeah, I bet.
It's too funny. back to WikiLeaks, because this is worldwide and important. And research my emails, what I sent you. Click on the links to verify for yourself what I'm saying is true.
All right.
And then share it with your network of friends. Now, here's what that was back in March about WikiLeaks and him getting stalked and the MI. Well, within the month of that, he got an email from a undisclosed source who now turns out to be a young fellow named Manning, right? And he provided him with that video that those helicopters shooting up civilians in Iraq.
Oh yeah, I heard about this. I haven't seen the video, but I've heard. Go on.
And anyway, so Julian Assange was a celebrity all around the world. As soon as like that particular YouTube he put up has like 8 million hits.
Wow.
And he was speaking in Washington and all over the world, and all of a sudden he's cock of the walk. Okay. But that kid is only 22 years old that sent him that stuff. Apparently gave him a bunch of lot more stuff. He sent him a video about that massacre in Iraq. Was it Gazmir? It's in the YouTube, it's in that email I sent you. I don't pretend to know the first thing about it. This is what they're sending me. You know what I mean? And also like 2,500 diplomatic cables between the U.S. State Department and various diplomatic offices around the world. Anyway, the U.S. government figured out who was feeding them that stuff, right? And arrested the kid. Now he's in some military prison in Kuwait.
Really?
Probably getting waterboarded and shit. But anyway, kid's screwed. Meanwhile, Assange... there's that guy that did the Pentagon Papers years ago. What's his name?
Daniel Ellsberg.
Yeah, he's down in Berkeley now. They're just talking on CBC about this just an hour ago, right?
Right.
But Assange is getting death threats. CIA's stalking him. That guy is affirming that Assange could be dead. You know what I mean? You know, dead man walking kind of thing. And he's beating the feet to Iceland because they just passed this bill and this is all da 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 da. All that said, Ellsberg is saying on CBC a minute ago that Assange and that kid Manning are the only person he's ever known of to disclose confidential information. Right? Bullshit. I published mine. My stuff has been considered a matter of national security since 2002. That's why I had to sue everybody. And whether the United States or Canada or Britain consider my matters a matter of national security because we've got the same queen and because I lived in the States, that's one thing. My issues are certainly not a matter of national security when it comes to Iceland. And Iceland, they may have considered a matter of national security when they had a crooked prime minister when they were all fat city in 2006. But now that those crooked parliamentarians are ousted and their economy is in the toilet, they should certainly pay attention to me. But I proved to everybody back in March that they were ignoring me. And how I did it was by way of that YouTube and then picking a fight with bloggers. And getting responses to them as I sent them and the parliamentarians the same emails. And I believe I forwarded you some of those.
Back
in March.
Right.
And they're telling me, oh, you're rude, you got to develop manners. And I just come back with a big fuck you, because there's one thing I understand is by picking a fight and being rude, at least I get a response.
True.
You know what I mean? Dice don't work. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It's picking a fight and getting them mad enough that they don't think, and then I get a response, and then I conclude that the other guy's got it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We all have our own way of doing business.
Okay.
I don't pretend to be something I'm not, other than this pig-headed maritimer that is very rude but very ethical at the same time. And I defy anyone to even have the balls to say my name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But all that said, I get idiot kids that don't think have fun on YouTube to say my name, which gets other kids, and then all of a sudden I get a bunch of people starting to look my stuff that not everybody thinks I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You were a good example last fall. I said, thanks for acknowledging me, but you could get in trouble. You know, you got kids, you know, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You saw how I first dealt with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. But anyway, all that said, as far as Julian Assange goes, he can never deny that I wasn't one of the first fellas to send him confidential information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can never deny he come ask, acknowledge my existence when he was in trouble before he became a hero. And he can never deny that he didn't contact me again once he's on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His own emails prove that fact.
Yep.
And then, as a double check, just type in BaconFat53 into Google or whatever. BaconFat53 and go to his blog. And look what he says about me in WikiLeaks yesterday. And there's your double check. And he published that before it was all over CBC today. And it was on CBC first thing this morning.
Okay.
Did you see what he says?
There's a lot of reading. I've got it up as Wednesday, June 17th.
Just click on June, is what he published yesterday.
Yes. David Reynolds said. David Reynolds had left a new comment on the post, Harper and Bankers. Link. Here is the comment in the form of an email already sent.
No, I will click. No. Is that Bacon Fat's blog?
This is the anti. Yeah. Anti-Freemason, anti-Israel, anti-blog.
He must have put something up new this morning.
Let's just see if there's one underneath this. 17th of June is the date on this one. Let's see what the next one is.
Oh, I've got... Okay, June 16th. Did
June
16th. Did WikiLeaks, he says?
Let's see. What the next one?
I'm on it too, and I don't see what you're talking about.
Hang on a sec. Hang on. No, I think it's last year is that, David. Yeah. That's what it says. For some reason, I just put in BaconFat 53 and it links.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. It's coincidentally it linked to June 17th. Right, okay. You and the Wackos, Fat 13, Roger Race, Sylvan Lake can have your sex unperverted. Right, okay. See.
I'm kind of pissed with the corrupt parliamentarians in Iceland and Nova Scotia and the faint-hearted whistleblowers in WikiLeaks. Now, he published that, not me.
So really, David, didn't WikiLeaks and Julian Assange block all your e-communications?
See? now, see, he's an ex-military officer. He's a Zionist, you know what I mean? I've explained to him, right?
But
notice that idiot, right? By teasing me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just prove to you what I'm trying to tell you is true. But now scroll down. Look what he says about the NDP, which is the far left in Canada. And look where he's calling Taliban Jack and Don Burka Black. And look how they're calling him racist and cunts and hate Jews and claims I'm dead. Right?
Yeah.
See how he's talking about Gaza, and you keep scrolling down there. It's a very offensive blog. And as you read it, and please ask yourself, how come he's allowed to publish this stuff for over a year?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's because my matters are considered a matter of national security.
Mm-hmm.
And because my name is mentioned in that blog, right?
Okay.
They can't put a spotlight on it or prosecute him. Plus, he works for the government.
Yeah.
He works for the Zionist, and there's a huge Zionist element in Canada. Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, if you don't think that is a very racist, warmongering blog, start reading.
I think just from that post that you pointed out, it's pretty damn clear.
Scroll through it for the last year and shake your head.
Yeah.
And the only reason he can publish what he can publish is because I'm mentioned in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, yes, I have been communicating to Julian Assange. He has been receiving my stuff and ignoring it because he's a chicken shit like all the rest. Because
mm-hmm.
I certainly got through to him by way of YouTubes and his friends and blogs.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they were blocking my stuff, they couldn't block it all by way of his friends. I went around it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's just quite simply too much to tell, but... Okay, here's an email I sent to the Icelanders last night. It'd be while they were in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I didn't send it to you. I sent it to Tony. Just a minute here. It's AD, isn't it?
Yeah.
AD dot? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I just sent you an email that I sent to the key people in Iceland, the premier of this province, a couple of politicians here, a couple of bloggers here, Julian, a right winger. I'm just looking at a couple of radio personalities.
Okay, what about you, man?
All right, now at the top, I have what Barry Winters published yesterday, right? To prove to them that...
Who's Barry Winters again?
Yeah, I proved to them that it's being blogged. And then there's an original message. This is his message that he's forwarding around to everyone,
mm-hmm.
right? So you can see how many other people got it before him. Right? RCMP officers see the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's proving that I sent that. That's his email that he's forwarding of mine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's where I say, you wacko fackos, folks. That were my words. And there is the link to the YouTube. You see it? The one I just pasted?
Yeah.
I
thought I had sent that email to you, but I guess not.
Anyway, no, I don't say nothing.
So then you go down and you see WikiLeaks inspired new, you know. All right. And then you can follow the links, what he says about Bradley Manning and everything. You can get his story from it.
Mm.
Okay. So now that you have that, I'm going to back it up.
Editor-in-chief.
I'm going to find an older email from March or so.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give you just a minute, I'll run a search here and see if I can find an email. All right, now this is an email to the same bitch, Brigida, right? From October 17th, 2009, when I first crossed paths with you. Okay? Now, this is long before this spring when Assange was crying, okay?
Mm.
This was when I first met you.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Now, this is the same parliamentarian. Now, this that's kind of important. Brigida?
Okay.
Now, I called it, Re-Iceland and Bankers. Whereas politicians ignore me, maybe some fellow bloggers will listen to me. A. You see the title?
Mm-hmm.
And she is the second to the last on the CC file. Brigida. She's the main instigator of IMMI this spring. Right?
Right.
But back in October of 2009, right? You can see me tearing a piece off of her about bankers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you scroll down, March the 3rd, 2009, you can see the actual complaint number from the Ministry of Finance. See it? And they're apologizing for the considerable delay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
And I haven't got that email yet.
I hope you do.
I got the one that's so Julian.
I'll send it again. Maybe they're blocking us. If you don't get it that way, I'll cut and paste it.
Yeah, it's not come through on email yet.
It could have been my screw up.
Let me just check its... Well, let me also go and check my online spam folder, because that sometimes screws up certain things. I don't know, it's certain keywords trigger it or something. Where's it gone? Let's see if I can find it on spam folder. Right.
I'm going to cut and paste. It says it was sent. They might be listening to us, so...
Could be.
I'm going to cut and paste it and put it in Skype.
Oh, no, I think I've got it now. I think it's come through now, Dave.
Oh,
yeah, it's
right.
Through now.
Skype, too.
Let's have a look. Yeah, okay, yeah, it's come through now.
All right. I'm telling you this, Andrew, because of what's going on in the news and everything right now?
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever going to make a splash in your neck of the woods,
mm-hmm.
today's the day. Because it's Iceland that owes your bank a lot of money and they don't want to pay them.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Your economy's in the toilet and you got a new prime minister. Right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That kid, I Like Newman, is in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go to his YouTube
mm-hmm.
and scroll through the comments of his YouTube,
mm-hmm.
on the face of his YouTube, in the comments, right? You cannot mm-hmm. deny what I posted there and what that Zionist posted there and what he's posted there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot deny that that kid has made about 6 very nasty YouTubes about yours truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And
true.
That is in your neighborhood.
It is.
Nottingham.
Yep. Say about 15 miles.
Yep.
Well, that said, it is a criminal act in Canada under the Canadian Criminal Code, Section 300, 301. And I quote the act in my YouTube. If you go to my YouTube and look at my comments, just go there. Just go to my YouTube and look at comments.
Yeah, I understand that. I suppose what it would boil down to in terms of that particular thing. I don't know whether the UK has an extradition treaty with Canada and whether they would extradite.
No. We have the same queen.
Okay.
We have the same queen.
Right.
Queen Elizabeth, if you check the CIA files, they tell you, like, they say that the Queen Elizabeth is the figurative head of state of Canada?
Yes.
That is not true. She is the head of state of Canada.
Okay.
she's on our money. When they altered our constitution in 1982 and gave us a new charter of rights in 1982, it was not affirmed until it was blessed by an act of British Parliament.
Oh.
All of our laws, including the ones I quote in my channel, right, are only assented into law when the Governor General, as Vice Regal Representative, says okay. I don't have to extradite Owen to Canada to sue. I sue the Queen for supporting him.
Okay. Well, I suppose you can sue. I'm just thinking, I suppose you have nothing to stop you doing that.
You have the right to civil prosecution of criminal matters when the servants, the Royal Canadian Mounties, fail to act within the scope of their employment.
I see.
Now, if you read the Act, Section 300 and 301 that I quote in my channel, right? When someone publishes that stuff, calling me a pedophile with a concealed criminal record while I'm running for public office?
Yeah.
Try saying that to Stephen Harper. You'd be locked up tonight.
True.
Am I less of a man than Stephen Harper? No.
Well,
I'm a better man than he. He needs lawyers to defend him. I defend myself quite well all by myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But, you know, he's my junior.
True.
But you know what I mean? But all that said, the law is the law, and no one is above the law. But we all know you cannot win in a court of law unless you get the public to look. And it is the public that are being offended. Now, the whole world saw those guys getting murdered in Iraq.
Yeah.
The whole world is now aware that the whistleblower is locked up in some questionable prison in Kuwait. They're discussing it in Canada.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But you and I were not in Iraq.
Yeah.
You and I have nothing to do with WikiLeaks other than what I gave WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
But you and I both know that if you believe me, then Iceland and Julian Assange have a lot to hide for themselves. Who are they to call anyone names? In a sense, there's the RCMP now. They found me. The RCMP just came from where my camper is, and they just went by right there. Went by where I am right now. Me without my camera. Anyway. Here. Let's do this. Skype?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm going to dog in the camera. How do I dog in the camera? It's been a while.
You need to click on the start video icon, which is the little picture of the TV screen. I'm just downstairs at the moment, so I've got to go out to collect my children before too long. I've got about half an hour.
Just in case cops come around, I want the camera going. I don't see the start video.
Pardon?
I don't see start video.
It's, if you go into the chat window... There's a little icon somewhere in there, I think, or you can, one of the menus at the top, you can do start video, in the call menu, I think it is. It says start video. If you have a look in there, it should show you.
I don't see the damn thing. It's been a while since I used it. I only used it with you and... Start video. Oh, there it is. Okay, can you see me?
Well, I'm downstairs at the minute, but I'll go back up in about 2 minutes. because I've just got to get, got to grab a bike to eat before I go out.
I was just going to show the camera. I was going to turn the laptop around and show you where I am.
Right, okay. I'll go up and have a look and give me about 2 minutes and I'll go and have a look. And then, do that as well. Because, I've just been busy doing stuff upstairs and then I haven't had anything to eat.
Well, no, what I'm telling you is if the cops come back,
I'll what are you telling me?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
So you were just saying.
Okay, I turned my camera on.
Right.
And the cops just went by.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, I'm raising a lot of shit. Right?
Yeah.
And they've done this before. If you look at my old YouTubes, they've come and quartered me and I videotaped them.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got my camera with me.
All I got
is this camera and this laptop.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
So if they come back, usually what they'll do is they'll scout with one car, and then they'll come back in force.
Okay.
That's what they usually do. I've recorded them doing it. So
all right.
I saw where they came from. They come from where my camper was.
Yeah.
And they saw that I'm not there because I left the door open to air out the place.
Okay.
And then they went by here, and they probably saw me sitting here.
Okay.
So I, if they come back while we're talking,
yeah,
right,
you can see them and hear them.
Okay.
They work for your queen too.
Yeah.
Right? You might save my ass here in a few minutes.
Anyway,
the battery won't last long.
Okay.
Discretion is the better part of valor. They want me locked up and shut up. I know that.
Yeah.
So this battery ain't going to last long, so I'm going to go back and get a dirt bike and get gone for the day.
All right.
But if nothing else, check the links in the email I just sent you.
Okay.
And the most important link is a link to a PDF file called Speaker in Iceland.
Speaker in Iceland.
Yeah, it's a PDF file in there. It's a link to script.
Okay.
It's a short letter to the Speaker of the House in Canada named Milliken in 2006 and to the Ambassador in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a printout of a blog with the Cato Institute that
right.
no longer exists. They figure when they kill the blogs and stuff that they go away.
Mm-hmm.
But I always save digital snapshots of everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I printed the I printed the website.
Yeah.
And I sent it to the Speaker of the House in Canada and the Ambassador to Iceland.
Right.
And that's all in that PDF file. Look at this.
Okay.
I'm talking to England for free.
On Skype.
You doing mm-hmm. too?
Yeah.
I'm amongst friends. That's a friend of mine's wife went by.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I do it too. do you see the link for that particular PDF file? Speaker in Iceland in that email?
I'll go back now. I'm just downstairs.
Oh, I see.
I'm on my way back up now. So I've got a wireless headset, so I can walk around the house and talk. It's quite useful sometimes. Right.
Anyway, I would say that you study the work and you can make quite a splash locally.
Well, I think the problem is getting people to understand its significance.
All right, okay, you touched upon Galloway there. If Galloway or one of his friends reads Mr. Bacon Fat's latest postings about Gaza and everything, they should certainly be upset. That should make you a hero with them.
Well,
right? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe, I'm just
Let them read it and understand it for themselves.
Speaker and ask them that one.
Yeah. You see it?
I'm just getting a link up now. It's coming up. My computer's been a bit slow.
It's a fairly good-sized file. I'm going with you there.
So there are 24 pages.
Yeah. Anyway, that is the document that I sent registered mail to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do not flip-flop my opinions like the Maritimer Peter Stouffer and I talk about the Yankee John Kerry, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you scroll down past that, you'll see Peter Milliken, MP, Marcus Oren, Astason, Embassy of Iceland.
Right.
And lots of times I'll leave, I'm just checking it now. Crazy as a loon, but still free, off to Iceland.
Just come up now on my screen. May 9th, 2006.
Alright, I think the top letters to some other parliamentarians and then the...
Alright, so we're on to page 2. And page 3.
Yeah.
Not like the Maritimer. Called 18th of May. Peter Milliken, yeah.
Then you scroll down and after I get done telling them off, I post the text of a long deleted blog called Crazy as a Loon But Free.
Let's see. Page 5 on.
March of 2005. See it?
Still going down there. It's on page 18. It's still downloading as well onto my computer.
Yeah. But anyway, you'll see an interesting exchange, and then you'll even see an email between Bobby Fisher's lawyer and I. There's all kinds of stuff to read. But that stuff happened back in 2005. Bobby Fisher's now dead.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. I'm still alive and kicking. He's dead. See, I even sent it to their senior editor, Gene Healy, senior editor of the Cato Institute in Washington. Re-corruption.
Right.
You know, all that stuff most definitely happened. See, that Tom Palmer, he's one of these Oxford dudes that studied economics, and I say, you think you know fucking money? And this was back in 2005, eh? And that's when the Yankees thought that they were going to lock me up. And that was March of 2005. By May of 2005, they had an auction and sold my wife's home right in front of us without warrants or due process of law.
Wow.
Trying to stop us. That was May of 2005. And then they tried to lock me up again. And that's when I come up to Canada, and I've been stuck here ever since. But this is a long deleted text of a blog. If you start reading it, it'll tell you a story in and of itself. It's a very, very important blog. And
so what page does that start on?
I'm scrolling through it myself. It's been a long time since I looked at it.
I'm down on page 20, and the blog still looks like a collection of the letters you sent.
They're emails. Like, I got in the I got in an argument with the Cato Institute, and they called me crazy, and then I'd paste emails to other people that were happening at the time in there. And the more they called me crazy, I'd bury them. And it was too funny, actually, because that guy, that Tom Palmer, right? He was inviting everybody to a party in Washington for the Cato Institute.
Right.
and I got a hold of his cell phone number, right? And I called him at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck, it was funny, Andrew. Right?
Like, I bet it was.
Oh yeah, and I think I talked about it. I said I just called you, didn't I? And I think you can probably read it in there. But I do so much, I forget so much, but I keep perfect records.
Mm.
Right? And see, they deleted those email accounts that I sent from.
Yeah.
Those are
yeah.
long dead email accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They killed
yeah.
nine of my email accounts.
Wow. Wow.
What I do is I save every email, I publish it on the internet and save the proof that it was published. And then when they delete the blogs where it was published, it's irrelevant. I've got it all saved 100 times.
Yeah.
You have to do this, you know?
Yeah. I know.
So anyway, this blog is now dead. And see, what I did in 2006, after I ran in the election of the 39th Parliament,
mm-hmm.
during the election of the 39th Parliament, Iceland mm-hmm. played a key role in defeating the Liberals. Here's what they did. I explain it in this in a letter to Iceland. Mm-hmm. Iceland, because they like blowing the whistle on certain things,
mm-hmm.
talked about the CIA planes that were doing extraordinary rendition on people.
Yeah. Stopping, I remember that.
Stopping in Canada to refuel.
Right.
And they exposed it during the election of the 39th Parliament over Christmas time, 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And Anne McClellan had to explain it, and I pounced all over it because I was one of the ones they tried to take away. And I thanked Iceland for exposing it and sent them mm-hmm. a registered letter. And if you read my letter to the ambassador for Iceland,
mm-hmm.
I say I kind of sort of forgive you for being part of the coalition of willing, but you got some very snobby people working for you because they suggest I write a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, this ain't no, like, fiction.
No.
You know what I mean? But back then, in 2006, Iceland was very wealthy. And see, what Iceland's main forte for mm-hmm. bankers was... Iceland, almost in every major town in the Maritimes, has a consulate, Iceland, because their banks financed our seafood industry. I'm from the Maritimes,
okay.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the dealers in fish, you know, to sell to the Yankee Eastern Seaboard in Europe, our lobsters and scallops and stuff.
Right.
The Iceland bankers financed all those guys. And then when Iceland Bank went tits up, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these guys lost their financing. So now our fishermen don't get nothing for their lobsters or scallops or anything. It's right back to the Maritimes again.
Right.
You understand?
But, right.
Iceland was their banks were key players in financing the fishing industry. And it, never forget, they're playing games with food, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
So anyway, that's what it was all about. Now, and I was, what I was going on about Iceland, because all my stuff is all convoluted. But
mm-hmm.
the general counsel of a big company in Canada, Magna, is a lawyer named Don Amos, and everybody was teasing me, "Is he your brother?" And I'm going, "No, he ain't my brother."
Mm-hmm.
But right back to the Maritimes again. The lady that owns that big company was dating Peter McKay, who's from Nova Scotia,
mm-hmm.
whose daddy's big in the arms industry. You
understand? Right.
And they had just hired Paul Cellucci, who was former ambassador to Canada, to lobby mm-hmm. U.S. Congress to change gambling laws for the benefit of their horse racing tracks. This huge Canadian company owns all the horse racing tracks in the States. So I introduced Bobby Fischer's lawyer to their American lawyer because he lived in the same town, Alameda, California, just as Bobby Fischer got out of jail. You see how I make it complicated for them?
Wow.
And then I introduced them all to Don Amos. it's like wicked funny. People go, "This guy's crazy." No, I'm not crazy. They just can't follow me, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all connected and interlinked. They all are.
Mm.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's Iceland 2006. Iceland is big in the news today, but not really. It's Julian Assange who is, because of Manning, right? But you get a chance to study the emails, but just in your neighborhood, if you flip anybody that knows Muslims or George Calloway the link to Bacon Fat's blog, they'll see it. They'll see WikiLeaks. They'll see my name, and they might put two and two together without you having to explain a thing.
Well, I'll see if I can find a contact for it for him on the internet, because I didn't look before. As I say, I asked two of my friends who I thought, or certainly one of them I thought might know somebody who knows Galloway, but I didn't reply to me, so pardon me, I didn't, that was... I didn't mention you. I didn't even mention you. I just mentioned that somebody I knew wanted to get in touch with Galloway.
Yeah. And the proof of the pudding of it all, I just went to the bottom of that file.
Mm-hmm.
You can see where I sent it, registered. Signature required.
Oh, the postage label, yeah?
You can see it.
Postage receipts.
You know what I mean? So you can see they all got it way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny?
Right.
But that's the other problem I have, not with just emails, with mail fraud.
Yeah.
And my mail often disappears. Mm-hmm. I even had the U.S. Postal Service send me something in writing one time saying my email was forwarded somewhere else because of a matter of national security.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And guess whose national security it was? Canadian, not American. I had the American Postal Service send me notice that my mail through the Canadian consulate was sent somewhere else because Canada considered it a matter of national security. You know what happened 1 week later? I was locked up underneath the charges of other without even being arrested.
Well, it's a free country, as they say.
Yeah. That
free.
Ain't smart enough to make it up. But,
free if you've got a uniform on and are following orders.
But that one PDF file is pure hell in the handbasket for Iceland and anybody in England who understands banking. That one email alone.
Okay.
Because that Palmer guy... He went to the school of economics in London there, or whatever, Cambridge, right? A lot of them are scholars. They're the ones manipulating the money, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
But anyway, there you have it. I won't bother you much longer. It doesn't look like the cops are coming back, and I really don't want to meet them.
No, I understand.
I could get a, you know, discretion is the better part of valor, as they say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, some interesting shit there, you study it.
I'll have a look when I get, when I get a chance, I'll see if I can, forward it on to anyone.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure who I know that would get it.
Well, if nothing else, just type in Julian Assange into the internet, and I'm sure it's all over the internet what's happening him and Manning.
I've heard some of what you've told me outside of, the emails you just sent. And,
I'm sure if they're talking about it on CBC, they're talking about it all over the world by now. I just woke up to it. But anyway, now you know. But Galloway, I don't think he's ever going to be allowed back into Canada. His lawyer, Jackman, will definitely lose that argument, and she'll do so on her benefit, not his. Because she was a player in the Arar inquiry. And I called her office. Yeah. So George Calloway, he lost the last election, and he's soon to be a big time has been. So I'm sure he's hungry.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what I mean? And him being banished from Canada is just all too funny. Especially when he's a seated parliamentarian. It's like wicked funny. I couldn't believe Harper pulled that off. And they did it with one phone call.
Alright.
I don't know if you researched it, but it's wicked funny. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable what they did.
Right.
And it just proves to you just how powerful Harper is.
One phone call.
One phone call, he had a British parliamentarian banished from the country. Wicked. That's wicked, huh?
It's mad.
And he can go down to the States. He can go down to the States and he can testify before Senate committees, Galloway, tell off the U.S. Congress, and he ain't even allowed in Canada. What does that tell you, man?
That's crazy stuff.
I don't know why anybody doesn't jump all over that one.
You would think so, wouldn't you? But
Muslims, if nobody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like unbelievable. But Canada is not even a blip on most people's radar screens. You know what I mean? It's true.
Yeah. It's true.
Anyway, I'll let you go. Thanks for your time, Andrew.
No, not at all. We could do more, you know, but just feel a bit powerless, really.
Well,
you know.
Good gossip will win the day.
Yeah.
I see that recording thing is still working, so I got this call recorded.
Okay, good. Very good.
All right. Thanks for your time. I'll get gone.
All right, then, Dave. You take care of yourself.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye for now. Bye.